继续的听他的话语。
Let's come to the Lord and to hear His word.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Our heavenly Father, we come together to thank you.
感谢你在你所定的日子，你又呼召你的儿女来到主你的面前，我们同心合一敬拜你。
Thank you for the day you ordained that we can come together to worship you.
主此时就求主你的圣灵就运行在我们中间。
Lord, we pray that your spirit will work among us.
帮助我们能够明白你的话语，更能够领受你的话语，遵行你的话语。
Help us to accept your word and understand your word and obey your word.
主让你的话语真的成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光，引导我们的生命每一天。
So that your word really is a light on our path.
我们在一起的祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
前面我们对传道书呢做了一个简单的概括。
We already have a summary about the whole book of Ecclesiastes.
那么传道书呢有一句话呢在传道书中是频繁出现，那就是说虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Now there's one verse in Ecclesiastes. It's repeated many times that vanity is vanity.
那么虚空的最基本的意思，我们上一次也讲到，就是短暂和没有意义。
So last time we already mentioned that vanity means the temporary and meaningless.
所以在英文的新国际版把这句话就译成了说毫无意义，全都毫无意义。
So in NIV version is a meaningless and meaningless.
这句话遍布整本传道书，目的是就要指出，如果脱离开神观察这个世界，那么日光之下的所有的事情都没有真正的价值。
Now, vanity across the theme across the whole book Ecclesiastes, it means apart from God under the sun is meaningless.
因为所有这些事呢都不能存到永远。
Because none of those things under the sun can last forever.
那么这是基于现实中传道者他自己的经历和对世界的观察。
Now, this is the preacher's observation based on his own experience.
所以他看到了在日光之下，当人不认识神或离弃神的时候，他的生命里面常常会带来这样一个结果。
That is under the sun, when a person apart from God, the result would be meaningless.
因为当一个人不认识神的时候呢，他会碰到这么几件事情。
So when a person do not know God, he will face such things.
第一，就是凡是日光之下的事是没有永恒价值的，他们都是极短暂的，容易被人忘掉的。
The first is the things under the sun will be temporary and will be forgotten.
过后就会有一种虚空的感受。
So after the experience, you feel the emptiness.
那么第二个方面呢，就是在日光之下的每一个人都会遇到死亡的限制。
Now another thing is everyone will die.
对于不认识神人的来说呢，他们面对死亡时总是觉得人生苦短，所有今生的成功和成就都是不能带走的。
So for those who do not know God, when they face death, they feel the nothing they have in this world can bring with them.
这个时候呢，就会让人对生命有一个反思。
That time, people will reflect on their life.
那么在人生尽头反思生命的时候，不认识神的人就常常会进入一种虚空之中。
So for those who do not know God, they will feel the vanity at the end of their life.
所以呢，如果一个不认识神的人读传道书的时候，他会感受到一种消极无奈的一种生活态度。
So the non-believer who read Ecclesiastes will feel the vanity and pessimistic.
因为他们不知道自己从哪里来，也不知道为什么他来到这个世界，他更不知道他离开这个世界会去到哪里。
Because they do not know where they came from and why they came from, why they came and where they were going.
所以这世界上一切的他经历的荣辱成败、贫穷高贫富高低贵贱，对于他来说，对于一个不认识的罪人来说，对于即将落在永刑之下的罪人来说，都没有区别，都毫无益处。
So for the non-believer, everything they experience in their life, has no meaning.
传道书呢，是传道者在离弃 神到悔改后在转向神的经历中他得出的一个人生的结论。
Ecclesiastes is a conclusion from a preacher.
那就是如果你不认识神，你在日光之下所经历的、所成就的、所拥有的，当你离开这个世界时，这一切都将只剩下虚空。
So if a person who do not know God, so everything they have in this world will be meaningless when they face the death.
那么怎么办呢？是不是就不去想就拉倒了呢？
What we're going to do?
不是的，传道者是要引导你到另一个方面去思想。
Now, preacher here is trying to persuade them to think from another perspective.
他会告诉你在日光之下有一位创造主。
He tells us there is a creator.
那么他慈爱、怜悯、圣洁、公义、全知全能。
He is all loving, all powerful, and all knowing.
如果你与他建立一个关系，真正的认识他、信靠他、全然的顺服他。
If you have a relationship with him, obey him.
他就会使你在日光之下的生活不是虚空的虚空，而会让你经历的一切人生经历都会有永恒的意义。
He will enable every experience in your life to have everlasting value.
今天我们就从两个方面来看一下，在传道者的眼里，一个没有神的世界存在的两样虚空。
Today we'll talk from two aspects about the vanities from the perspective of preacher.
就是自然界的虚空和人世间的虚空。
Now the vanity of nature and vanity of human beings.
只有认识神、依靠神、顺服神，才会脱离各样的虚空，生命才会充满喜乐和盼望。
Only those who know God and obey God, their life will be full of joy and with meaning.
我们先来看第一方面，就是自然界的虚空，四节七到七节。
This is the first part, the vanity of nature from verse 4 to verse 7.
第四节他说，一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。
Now verse 4, a generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever.
那么这里这个永远长存呢，它并不是说是指时间上永远的存在。
Here forever doesn't mean lasting in time forever.
因为在彼得后书里面三章十节我们也看到了，他告诉我们是主再来的时候，那么地和其上的物都要被烧尽了。
Because we know from 2 Peter, when the Lord come again, this earth will be melted in fire.
那么这里是指对这里的这个永远长存呢，就是指相对于个人肉体的生命。存在的时间，我们生活的这片土地要长久的很多。
So here forever means compared to the short life of human being, the earth will last much longer.
那么人一代代的过去，这块土地还是这样子。
So generations come and goes, but the earth is still here.
那么有人来，有人走，你我也都会走，将来来的人也会走。
So we will be gone, and people who come after us will be gone too.
但是地却没有像人一样的来改变。
But earth remains there.
那么我们活在地上的人到底为什么而活呢？
So we who are living here, so what's our purpose?
所以想到这些呢，就从他的心中就会有一种很大的一种失落感。
So when people think about those kind of questions, they feel lost.
那么这节经文呢，根据上下文的意思，其实它是将人劳碌的情形与地这片土地来相比。
Now in this context, this compares the labors of human being and earth.
那么地是长久存在的，而个人的生命却是短暂的。
Now the earth remains here, but human beings' lives are short.
就像人类历史长河中的一滴水一样，我们每个人。
Like just water in the whole human history river.
那么在第五节到第七节，他接着说：“他说日头出来，日头落下，即归所出之地，分往南刮，又往北转，不住的旋转，而且返回转行原道。江河都往海里流，海却不满；江河从何处流，任归还何处。”
Verse 5 to 7, the sun rises and the sun goes down, and it hastens to the place where it rises. The wind blows to the south, and it goes around to the north. Round and round goes the wind, and on its circles the wind returns. All streams run to the sea, but the sea is not full. To the place where the streams flow, there they flow again.
那么从表面上我们看呢，太阳每天从东边升起，从西边落下，总是回到原地。
Now we see the sun rise from the east and sunset the west.
那么这里面说太阳即归原地，这个即归的意思呢，它的本意就是喘息，或者我们叫累了气喘吁吁的样子。
Now here hasten means breeze in a hurry.
那么表示呢，太阳的运转，它就像一个赛跑运动员一样，显得非常的疲倦的样子。
So hasten means it's like a runner who got tired.In his running.
然而他忙忙碌碌的这样的运转还是原地的打转。
Now he hastens so fast, but he still comes to the same place.
那这里说分不住的旋转，看上去他没有一个固定的方向，然而呢，似乎又有一定的轨迹可循。
Here's a wind blows. Seems like there's no directions.
那么江河里面的水似乎也不停的在往海里面流。但是呢，海洋却总是看不见满。
So all streams run to sea, but sea never filled up.
所以呢，如果不知道神的道从，如果不知道神的存在和神的大能，所有这些自然界的循环往复的活动有什么意义呢
？If a person who do not know God, he could not understand the round around in the nature.
那么，如果它没有意义，不就是一场虚空吗？
If there is no meaning, then it's vanity.
那么从这几节经文里面，我们会看到呢，人感到虚空的虚空的理由是什么呢
？From these verses, so what's the reason people feel the vanity?
第一呢，就是因为大自然的现象来看，像太阳、风、江河、海等周而复始的循环往复现象。
Now from the nature, the sun and the wind and the river, the seas, they are just repeat itself.
那么人思考这些找不着真实的意义。
So when a human being think about those things, they cannot find a meaning from them.
所以如果他不认识神的话，他就会在一个很大的这个迷惑里面陷入。
So a person who do not know God, he will get lost.
那么自然界活动本身。它并不能产生任何有终极价值的事物。
Because the activity in nature cannot produce the eternal value.
那么日头和风，它不停息的运动，却从来没有达到任何一个固定的目标。
The sun and the wind, even though they constantly moving, but they do not have a goal.
那么江河不住地往海里流，海却总是不满。
Now the streams.Run to the sea, but sea is not full.
那么这样看来呢，自然界一切的活动都是单调无味，没有任何的进展。
So all those activity in nature are meaningless.
那么也就达不到任何的固定的目标。其实这就是一种虚空。
Because they could not reach any fixed goal, so that is vanity.
那么这是人观察自然界的没有生命的。感受到这一种虚空。
So that's the vanity people feel when they observe the nature.
那我们再下面看一下，到底人间有什么虚空呢
？Next we'll see what about the human being.
那么这第八节到第十一节。
Verse 8 to 11.
那么第八节说：万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。
Verse 8, all things are full of weariness. A man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing.
那么自然界的风、太阳、江河、海都是这样单调的循环，人不也是这样单调的循环吗
？Now in the nature, the sun, the wind, the river, the sea, they are just monotonously recycle themselves.Human beings, the same.
因为一代过去，一代又来，就是这样的循环往返。
Because one generation goes, one generation comes, it just repeats itself.
那么万事令人厌烦，这个里面的厌烦的意思呢，就是有一个就是叫空乏、疲倦的意思。
Now all things are full of weariness. The weariness means tired.
为什么人的生命会觉得空乏疲倦呢？
Why people feel weary？
因为人找不到终极的意义，只是在忙忙碌碌。
Because they could not find the ultimate goals, just keep busy.
那么到底是为什么呢？
Why？
其实自己也不知道。
They do not know.
所以就令人夜烦，眼睛看，耳朵听，都不能得到满足。
So that's why they hear, they see, they still could not satisfy.
所以世上一切的事物都不能填满人心的虚空。
So everything, anything in the world cannot fill the emptiness in people's heart.
那么怎么样才能消除这种虚空呢？
How do we remove this vanity?
圣经告诉我们，唯有认识神，来到我们的耶稣基督面前，来信靠他。
Now Bible teaches us.Only when we come to Lord Jesus and to know Him and trust Him,
只有他才能叫疲乏空倦的人得到心灵的满足。
Only Lord Jesus Christ can satisfy people who feel weary.
因为主耶稣在约翰福音六章三十五节，他这样讲：“他说我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
Now, this is the Lord Jesus said in John 6:35. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hungry, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst.
那我们肉体的生命，我们需要吃饭，需要喝水，才能让我们能够得到这个饱足感。
Our body, physical body needs food and water.
我们属灵的生命也需要属灵的粮食来喂养，我们才能不至于空乏，才能感到饱足。
Our spiritual life also needs spiritual food.
其实呢，人若没有敬畏神、渴慕神的心，就很容易被魔鬼诱惑。
Now, if a person who do not have a fear of God, he can be easily tempted by.
很容易被这个世界吸引出而陷入罪的咒诅之中。
Attracted by this sin from this world.
人类的起初是这样，今天还是这样。
Human beings like this from the beginning.
我们知道了，我们的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪，就是眼目和肉体的情欲胜过了他对神的敬畏。
We know Adam sinned because he was overtaken by the lust of eyes.
那么神明明的说，园中善恶树上的果子是不能吃的，你吃的日子必定死。
God says clearly, do not eat that tree, the fruit from that tree, otherwise you will die, surely you will die.
但是因为魔鬼的诱惑，果子又是悦人的眼目，于是夏娃就吃了。
But the devil tempted Eve because the fruit looks good and Eve took it.
她不但自己吃了，而且给了她的丈夫亚当也吃了。
She ate it and she gave to her husband and her husband ate too.
我们有时候觉得，哎，就这么吃一口这个果，这么就能谈下这么大的一件事情了。
We often thought it's why just a fruit.
其实就是这样一件看人看来是小的事情，就是对神的冒犯，把全人类带入了罪的咒诅之中。
In our eyes, it's a small sin, but this small sin brought the humanity into disaster.
那么从人类的起初，其实到现在，这个咒诅一直没有离开这个世界。
So the curse is with human beings since Adam and Eve.
即使现在的教会也笼罩在这种的咒诅之中，有时候。
Even church.
有一位牧师说，今天的很多教会就是被套上了一个可怕的三重咒诅。
Pastor said the church is under three kind of curse.
那么这三重咒诅，如果教会中有这三样的事情，就很可能就陷入了这种的三重咒诅之中。
So if church has such sins, it probably under the three curses.
那么简单的讲，就是三个不。
The three no.
第一就是不爱神的话语。
First, they do not love God's word.
具体表现在对神的话语不渴慕，对神的命令不忠心，也不遵守。
So they say that they do not obey God's command. They are not interested in God's word.
第二点就是不愿意祷告，甚至是讨厌祷告。
The second, they do not want to pray, and they even dislike prayer.
第三个这个步呢，就是不以心灵和诚实敬拜和侍奉神。
So the third one, the third no is to do not serve God with a sincerity.
然而呢，渴慕神的话语，在圣灵里祷告和靠着圣灵的引导来敬拜、祷告，心灵和诚实来敬拜和服侍神，正是基督徒赖以认识神、经历神、从神得到力量的三个不可或缺的基本途径。
But to desire God, to love God's word, and to pray and to worship God with sincerity, those are the three things, three means to know the Lord.
那么这三个步其实就切断了信徒与神之间实际的一个生命联系。
Now the three no's cut the connection between believers and the Lord.
就是教会成为一个信一个徒有虚名的一个社会团体。
So church becomes a social group.
那么这三个不的实质其实就是三个字，不爱神。
So the three no's in our world does do not love God.
却是爱世界和世界上的事情。
They love the world and the things in the world.
所以呢，约翰早就告诉神的儿女，告诉他，告诉我们这些基督徒。在约翰一书二章十五节、十五到十七节
，So Apostle John told the church，
他说：“不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。”唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
This is from 1 John 2:15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires.But whoever does the will of God abides forever.
所以呢，贪爱世界的本性使我们陷在罪中不能自拔。
Now the nature to loving the world tempted us.
而世界的王也极力的引诱基督徒，尽可能的把心思、时间、精力和金钱都花在这个世界上。
And the king of this world attempted.Christians to spend the energy and money into the sense of this world,
就使我们没有时间读经，没有时间祷告，也没有时间来敬拜和侍奉神。
So the believers do not have time to read the Bible, do not have time to pray, and do not have time to worship, serving the Lord.
所有这些带给我们，给我们带来的就是虚空和对神的亏欠，还有属灵生命的停滞不前。
So those activities, those behavior, cause us to our spiritual life.
结果就是远离神，享受在罪中之乐。
So we are away from God and enjoy the sins of this world.
所以我们每一个我们口里承认信耶稣的人，我们每位主里的弟兄姐妹，我们真的要来警醒，来思想，我们是不是有这三个不？
So, brothers and sisters, we must reflect our life to say whether we have those three no.
那么第九节到第十一节，他这里讲，他说：“已有的事，后必再有；已行的事，后必再行。日光之下，并无新事。岂为这事，人能指着说这是新的？哪知在我们以前的世代早已有了，已过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代。”后来的人也不纪念。
Verse 9-11. What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. Is there a thing of which it is said, See, this is new? It has been already in the ages before us. There is no remembrance of former sins, nor will there be any remembrance of later sins yet to be among those who come after.
那么这几节经文其实都是在讲一件事情。
Now those three verses actually speak
就是很多人世界的经验也不过是一段一段的重复。
So the experience of human beings just repeats.
人类的历史就是分久必合，合久必分。
The history of human beings is just the unity and division.
一直这样不断的重复。
And keep recycling itself.
其实很多时候我们的生命经历的就是这样。
And actually, our experience is just like that.
所谓没有新的，没有所谓没有新事，并不是说没有新的创作、新的发明。
Now here says there's no new sin doesn't mean there's no new invention.
乃是说以整体的角度来看，所有的事在一个有限的时空里面，它是不断的在循环。
This just says overall in this limited time space is just repeat itself.
这件事情谁都突破不了。
So no one can break from the cycle.
没有任何人可以突破一个时空的限制，来创造出一个有永恒价值的东西来。
Because no one within the limit of time space can create a sense with everlasting value.
今天我们所看到的、所经历的一些事情，看起来好像觉得很新鲜。
Now there are many things we experience, we say seems like they are new.
是似乎是很稀奇。
And seems like a wonderful stuff.
那么其实主要原因有两个。
Now there are two reasons for that.
第一就是有的人，那么因为常常的健忘，他会把历史上的一些大事情早就能够就忘记了。
Now they have the memory issues, so they forgot this sense in the history.
其实比方比个例子，比方现在出现的同性恋。
For example, the homosexuality.
他早在旧约时代的索多玛就出现了。
And it happened in the Old Testament time in Sodom.
而且神的震怒就落在了他们的身上，导致全城的被烧毁。
And God's wrath poured on them, and God's fire poured on the city.
那么在新约的保罗时代也有盛行。
And the Old Testament in the New Testament time in the Paul era.
所以呢，保罗在罗马书一章26-27节就这样警告，他说：“因此。”神任凭他们发纵可羞耻的情欲，他们把女人把送信的用处变为逆性的用处，男人也是如此，弃了女人送信的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男心可耻的事，就在自己身上受着枉为当得的报应。
Paul in Romans 1:26, for this reason,God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged the nature relation for those that are contrary to nature. And the men, likewise, gave up nature relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalties of the heir.
那我们觉得好像一些事情新鲜的第二个原因是什么呢？就是一些看起来好像是新的事情，其实是换汤不换药，只是用另外一只包装出现而已。
Now the second reason we feel the new, because we did not realize they're just old things repackaged.
我们今天面对的各样的事情，无论是历史上发生的任何事情，就像刚才讲的，分久必合，合久必分。
Now, anything we experience, just like what we said, is a division and then unity.
还有比方人类的贪婪、彼此的伤害，哎，这些状况其实一直都是在人类历史中反反复复的出现。
So in human history, the people they are greedy and hurting each other. They just repeat over and over.
其实每个人呢，都是喜欢追求安定。
Even though everyone loves to have the peace and establishment,
可是一段时间过后呢，就会出现对抗。
But after a while, then there's a conflict.
那么对抗到一定程度，就会出现战争。
The conflict leads to war.
那么战争中，人们又觉得不好，就又会渴望安定。
Now in war, people want to have peace.
所以这样的事情一直在发生，并不是出现新的。
So such a cycles keep going.
那么根据创世纪呢，其实我们知道呢，在亚伯拉罕的时代就曾经有一场四王对五王的征战。
Now we know in the Genesis, during the Abraham time, there was a war between four kings and five kings.
那我们知道呢，当时亚伯拉罕也参与其中。
You know, Abraham during the war too.
所以呢，很可能这就是人类历史上第一次的世界大战。
That probably the first world war.
所以我们现在所说的世界大战，一战、二战，也可能的三战，那么其实都是大同小异，只是规模和使用的武器不同罢了。
So the World War One and World War Two and potentially coming World War Three, they are about the same, except the weapons are different.
当然了，有一些科学的创新，但这些在本质上还是在这个大的时空里面循环。
Even though we see the inventions from science, but still they are limited in the time.
其实也没有什么终极永恒的意义。
There is no ultimate value.
比如说今天人们的交通更发达了，医学更进步了，哎，通讯也更方便了。
See the hospital, the transportation and the communication are much more advanced than before.
可是你还是会面对人生这段极短的时间。
But the human beings still face the
而这样的创新带来的结果，那么确实使交通事故更多了，各种疾病更多了，人与人之间的关系更加疏远了。
So the invention caused more traffic problem, human relationship.
难道这些是更好吗？
Are they better than before?
其实呢，科技的发达根本解决不了我们刚才讲的神的劳苦愁烦转眼成空的这个事实。
Now the advance in science cannot solve the problem human being face, that is the sorrow and the weariness.
所以说日光之下没有什么事情是新的。
So there is nothing new under the sun.
也就是说没有什么事情能够解决人类劳苦愁烦转眼成空的这个悲剧。
That is, there is nothing under the sun can solve the weariness problem, the vanity problem.
因为造成这一悲剧的根本原因不是科学的不进步，而是人的罪。
Now the cause of the tragedy is not the science, it's the sin.
那么就拿我们现在绝大部分人都使用的手机来为例。
For example, the iPhone.
我们很多人，我们的孩子也是，他们很小就有了手机。
Our kids have phone in very early age.
那么出来新的款式，马上就要想去更换。
Whenever the new version comes and they want to have it.
那么可能表面是想用手机给自己带来更好的这个利益，更好的这个用途。
So the desire is to have have better versions to have to take advantage of better versions.
而且有的时候呢，觉得自己有个手机啊，就像自己在玩手机。
And they will play in the iPhone.
其实好多时候呢，其实在手机在玩你自己。
And actually, in reality, is the phone actually control you?
因为它消耗你的时间，消耗你的生命。
Because they cause you to waste your time and your life.
即使有一些大人呢，也被手机捆绑，不能自拔。
And there are many adults also addicted in the phones.
但是呢，手机好好的使用呢，其实可以成为我们的智能的帮手。
Of course, if we use it properly, they can be very helpful.
那么胡乱的使用呢，就可能就像赌场的老虎机一样，来消耗你的时间、金钱和你的精力。
So abuse the phone will actually cost your life and your energy.
那么还会破坏你的人际关系，甚至会耽误你的学业或者你的工作。
Will damage your relationship and your work and your learning.
所以呢，不管是大人还是我们的孩子，我们都当小心使用。
Regardless of your kids or adult, you must be very careful.
让它成为我们的祝福，不要成为一个咒诅。
So keep them as a blessing, not become a curse.
让我们来控制他，不要让他来控制我们。
So let's take control of them instead of let them control us.
那么在这里想跟大家就分享一个，就是手机用手机来背诵经文的一个好的方法。
So here I want to share a means to use a phone to memorize verse.
所以我们都有这个智能手机。如果你想背一节或者几节经文。
We all have a phone if you want to memorize one or two verses.
就像我们现在每周的经句背诵。
Like our memory verse.
其实你可以把你的经文呢放在你的手机上，设置为这个你手机打开 手机之前的这个界面上。
So you can actually put these verses into the windows.
因为你每天每个人都会打开很多次的手机。
Because you are going to unlock your windows many times.
尤其你拿开手机一动一下，你就会它出现界面，就会出现你今天或者这个星期要背的经文。
So when you touch the phone, you can see the lock window will show.
你每次打开手机之前，你不要看别的，你就可以先背一遍几遍你要背的经文。
So before you unlock the windows, you can memorize the verses.
你强制自己这样来做，你一周就会背会很多的经文。
If you force yourself into this habit, you will memorize lots of verses.
那我们总结一下今天的信息，我们会看到。
Let's summarize the message.
那么从自然界到这个人世间，
From nature to human being,
整个历史如果没有神的掌控，最终都是一场虚空，一场悲剧。
So without God's control, God's guidance, all the activities are vanity.
那么最近呢，我也是在听一些人讲这个旧约这个总览的一个课程。
Recently, I started a lesson to Old Testament survey course.
那么里面有一些信息呢，对我也帮助很大。
The message helped me greatly.
这里有一些呢，我想跟大家也来分享，跟我们今天的信息非常的有关。
So I want to share a few which are relevant to our message.
那这里面我学习到了，就是说我们的出生其实是一个悲剧。
Here is that our birth in this world is a tragedy.
你看，我们每个人都是哭着来的。
So everyone, you know, cry when you came to this world.
我们的死亡也是一个悲剧。
And our death is also a tragedy.
人死的时候呢，亲人们都在哭。
Because our relatives cried when we die.
我们的人生就是一个悲剧。
Our life is a tragedy.
因为我们拥有的再多，最后都会发弃。
Because no matter how much we gain, and we will have to let, they will all be gone.
因为这是一个罪人的世界。
Because this is a world of sinners.
人类的历史也将以悲剧而结束。
The human history will end with a tragedy.
因为启示录告诉我们，这个世界最后都要被毁灭，要被新天新地来代替。
Because in Revelation, we are told this world will be gone and will be replaced by new heaven and new earth.
其实神的救赎计划也是用悲剧来启示的。
And God's salvation plan started with a tragedy also.
而悲剧的顶峰就是以色列人把我们的耶稣基督钉在了十字架上。
Now the key event is crucifixion.
我们可以看到了，对神对我们人的救赎，最后也是靠悲剧最后成就的。
Now God's salvation is accomplished through a tragedy also.
所以历史其实说是他的故事。
So the history.Is his story.
而且，所以整个人类的历史其实就是被一个悲剧来各种悲剧来推动的。
The human history is full of tragedies.
所以呢，我们没有什么事情值得来夸耀。
There's nothing we can brag about.
也没有什么事情让我们真的悲观。
But there's nothing to so that we can really despair.
我们明白这些真理，我们活在这个世界才不会。就是为一点的成功而骄傲，也不会为一些小的挫折而被打倒。
So knowing this sense, we will not top up when we have success, and we will not despair when we have encountered.
因为我们作为神的子民，我们的成功和失败都是神计划里面的一部分。
Because as children of God, the success and the failure is all part of God's saving.
既然神在使用我们这些蒙他拣选的罪人成就他的计划，那么我们就应该在各样的处境中忍耐、信靠，带着喜乐的心等候。
Now knowing this, so in any circumstances, we should have a joyful heart to trust God.
这是神给我们的忠告。
This is God's
因为主耶稣他实实在在讲过，他说没有他的允许，我们的一根头发都不会落在地上。
Because Lord Jesus already told us there is not a hair or a loss without God's permission.
那我们现在所处的这个世界，我们所处的这个地方，那么表面上看上去真的是比较悲观的。
Now the current circumstances seems like it's kind of bad.
那么病毒不知道什么时候才能彻底的消亡。
I don't know when will the COVID actually end.
那么打砸抢的世界，我们现在也是看到频频出现。
Now the crime is rampant.
而现在我们看到的这个俄乌战争也是正在更大的升级。
And we see the war is escalating.
那么恶行，那么这个恶人横行，但是呢，恶行看不到报应。
Now we see the evil man does evil things, but they're not punished.
我们想到这些会很难受，觉得为什么会这样？公平和公义到底在哪里呢？
Seeing this stuff, we can feel kind of despair because we do not see the justice and righteousness.
那么圣经告诉我们，一切都在神的手里掌控。
But the Bible told us everything is under God's control.
我们只是神的历史车轮中的一个小部分。
We are just a small part of God's salvation history.
当我们看到整个历史就像一个绞肉机那样绞的时候，那么我们个人的命运和个人的悲剧真的是微不足道的。
When we see the train of this of God's redemptive history, we are only a small part of it.
其实从整个以色列旧约的历史，我们就会看到。
From the history of Israelites.
那些背逆神的人一波一波的死去。
Those rebellious people died one generation after.
二是都没有任何的盼望。
They had no hope.
我们也看到罗马帝国辉煌了1400多年。
We see the long glorious history of Roman Empire.
它最后也是以悲剧而败亡。
But it failed also.
我们还可以看到，在很多很多的人类历史当中
，We see in the human history.
人个人的历史实在太渺小了。
Every person's history is so small.
那么，如果你遇上那些动荡的年代，人一辈子就在这些年代中过去了。
If a person born in a disturbing time, all his life is spent there.
那我们中间可能有一些年长的弟兄姐妹经历过这个国共的战争。
Now some of us experienced the war between the Civil War.
那么在这些战争中，很多亲人就被迫的分离。
Now during those time, many families are broken.
那么等几十年过去以后，才能够团聚。
And they only got opportunity to reunion after many years.
但是团聚之后不过多少年，一辈子就过完了。
After a few years, and they are gone.
所以呢，人的历史是非常短暂的。
A person's life is very short.
但是最重要的是，我们要在短暂的人生经历中。在短暂的一生中，要知道我们自己的身份。
The key is we must know in this short time span.
我们当用尽我们的一生来尽心尽力的追求那有永恒价值的东西。
Use our short time to seek those things with everlasting value.
那么多多的亲近神，依靠神，且靠神的旨意而来生活。
Seeking God and doing God's will.
这是我们能够战胜悲剧的唯一的方法。
This is only way to overcome the tragedy.
也是我们脱离虚空的唯一的方法。
And the only way to.
那么现在也是一个属灵征战非常厉害的时候。
This is a very tough time of spiritual warfare.
所以我们更要使更多的人听到福音。
We should have the spread the gospel.
使他们的灵魂能够早日的苏醒，能够转离罪来转向神，能够和我们一起能够回到神的旨意当中来，能够在这个世界上能够彰显神赐给我们的该当荣耀他的生命。我们来一起祷告。我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你面前来感谢你。
Our heavenly Father, we come together before your throne and thank you.
主，感谢你，真的在万万之中你拣选我们。
Thank you for saving us from many.
主，我们是何等的不配。
We are not worthy, Lord.
但是你的慈爱从到永远，你的信实直到万代。
But your love lasts forever and your faithfulness forever.
天父，如果我们真的以一个按世人的眼光来看这个世界，真的是虚空的。
Father, if we see this world through the unbeliever's eye, it is vanity.
但是我们知道你掌控这个世界。
But we know you control this world.
你给每位你的儿女都有你美好的计划。
You have a good plan for every one of your children.
主，我们也知道我们的中间，我们弟兄姐妹，我们还有我们的亲人，有的亲人，他们还真的没有认识你。
We know there are many kinsmen among us. They do not know you yet.
他们还活在罪恶和虚空之中。
They are still living under this, in the sin and vanity.
天父，我们就恳求你，真的你的圣灵、你的大能能够早日降临在他们的身上。
We pray, Father, that you will the power of your Spirit and your will fall upon them.
也给我们传福音的热心和智慧和力量、胆量。
And give us the zeal and the boldness to preach the gospel.
能够真的靠在你的恩典，能够把福音传给我们的亲人、我们的邻舍。
By your grace, we can share the gospel to our relatives and our neighbors.
让他们的早日能够转离罪，转向神，跟我们一同来奔走天路。
So they can depart from sin and turn to you and seek your will.
一起来活出荣耀主你名的生命。
And live a life that will bring glory to your name.
我们在一起祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. 请大家起立，一起唱回应诗歌《耶稣》。